we could fly.
This is your summer. That means Six Flags and the taste of an ice-cold Coca-Cola. We're talking thrilling coasters, delicious burgers, yes, real moments together, and this. Coke is summer refreshment when you need it most, so you can hop on another ride or race down a slide at the water park. Six Flags and Coca-Cola. Come make it yours. Visit sixflags.com/coke to save up to $20 on passes, plus daily tickets starting at $34.99.
The following podcast may contain adult language and an abundance of salt. So get ready, nerds, because we're talking Season 1, Episode 7 of Orphan Black, Parts Developed in an Unusual Manner. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We are finishing up our Orphan Black review for Episode 7. This has been a great month. Jude's pick for Orphan Black. She's been wanting so badly to get more people on board with the show. Do you feel like you've succeeded?
I don't know.
Well, you definitely got two of our patrons
addicted. I did, yeah. Yeah. And I'm very excited about that, but I'm more concerned about you.
I got to say, there's one thing that did happen in this episode that I did not see coming. And I was like, does it get more like that? Does it get more weird and freaky? Okay. All right, yeah. Cool. Anyway, Jude's here, our patron pick of the month. Jude, our Orphan Black. What's up?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Have you had fun this month?
I have. I've had a lot of fun.
That's all that matters.
Weirdly, like, this is a show, like, you know, I watch Buffy over and over again. Right. I watch it again and again every single year. This isn't a show that once I finished it, I ever went back to, but it's always something that I'm like recommending to people, like, oh, you got to watch it. It's so mm-hmm. good. And like this month in preparing to watch it for the show, and I wanted to pick out the episodes, and I've watched season one probably 3 times and I'm still loving it.
That's awesome. That's good. Matthew Kadish is also here, man behind the curtain. What's up, dude?
Yeah, you know, Orphan Black's a good show. It's been a long time since I revisited it. I've never finished the series. I never watched the final season. For whatever reason, I just never got around to it. But coming back to the first season, I'm reminded why I got so into this show. And when I was watching, it was like coming out like week to week and stuff like that. And it was so frustrating. I was like, man, I just want to binge this show.
You really hate that format, don't you?
I really do. Like when I'm into a show, I'm like, I want to watch it. All of it.
He wants what he wants.
Yeah. I do. So, yeah, it was fun to get to come back. I wish that we didn't have to skip episodes, for this review. But, it works out. This was a good episode to end on, I thought.
See, the key is, and it's worked on two of our patrons that I know of for sure, is like we started reviewing. And, of course, for the podcast format, we have to skip an episode because we only have 4 weeks to work with. But I know they both went and they were just like, we just binged the whole season.
That's awesome.
And they were like, and I think Nick, I believe he's on season 2 now. He's like, yeah, I'm halfway through season 2 or whatever.
He's on season 3.
He's on season three already?
Anna was on 3.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. So that's what happens is when you're talking about this show, even though we, for the podcast, have to skip an episode, somebody who might be listening to it who's never seen the show before will go and just be like, yeah, I'm going to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I've been DMing with Anima like all week. And I've been like, I don't know what to say because I don't know where exactly you are. And I don't want to fucking spoil it. Well, and then she'll hit me with, oh my God. And I'm like, that's what I was waiting for.
I mean, Anima came into our Discord and she's like, has anyone hit season 3 of Orphan Black? I need someone to talk to. And I was like, just text Jude.
Yeah. Shoot Jude a message. So if you guys want to get involved in the community, head over to saltynerdclub.com. That's where our club members hang out, and they have a special chat room just for them on the Discord app. But we have a ton of Discord chat rooms open to anybody. It's just open to public. So if you want to hop into the Discord and just join the community and hang out and come talk to us about TV shows that we're watching or something like that, if you have a suggestion, we'd love to hear from you. So this episode, all right, I know. So I talked to Vader last night. He is unfortunately not on board with this show.
Okay.
He's like, it's not for me.
Yeah. Well, how high was he last night?
He was really high. Dude, I was on Twitter and I'm trying to like reel in Robert.
I saw his text when I got up today and I was like, oh, buddy.
So we should point out Vader's not here for this episode. He had family obligations.
He's still high.
But he's also been dealing with like a pinched nerve. And so he's on pain meds.
And muscle relaxers.
And so last night he texted us. And he was like, oh man, drugs are great.
he's like, I should be live streaming this right now. And I'm like, please don't. Yeah. Please don't. But yeah, God bless his heart, poor guy. But he'll be okay. But yeah, he was texting me last night. I was on Twitter. I was trying to reel Robert Meyer Burnett in for our Star Trek reviews. So, and he texted me. He's like, what are you doing right now? He's like, what are you doing with Robert? I'm like, I'm trying to see if I can reel him into the show, man. See if he wants to come on as a guest. And he's like, am I going to be there? Bro, put the phone down.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's not here. He said he wasn't into the show. It's like, it's not for me. I'm not really digging it. I'm still on the fence. Like, I can see the potential, but I need it to be weirder. Like, I feel like I'm not going to get into the show until they're like deep into like the genetic experiments phase.
So what we have established in these four episodes is that weird shit is on the horizon, mm-hmm. and there is definitely a conspiracy. And that's really as far as you can go with four episodes of this.
Right.
But I think what I realized about why I like it during this month is because this is how you do a strong female character. Mm. It's not about her being a girl. It's just she happens to be a girl, and it's a very well-written, strong character. And that's what we as women want to see.
But the crazy thing is that every single character she plays is a strong female character.
Exactly. In their own way. Exactly. And they're so well written. They each have their own quirks. Like the fact that they made Helena just want to eat all the time. It's fucking hilarious. That's just a little detail in like the kind of details that they put into each of these characters that the same person is playing. Yeah, and it's amazing.
And the episode before this one, the interaction between Allison and Donnie was hilarious.
Did you watch episode 6? Mm-hmm. Oh man, it's so funny.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah. Basically Allison, the soccer mom clone, believes that Donnie, her husband, is working for whoever it is monitoring them. And so she knocks him out and straps him into a chair in their basement and starts torturing him with a hot glue gun.
Oh, that would suck.
And she's like, who do you work for? He's like, what are you talking about? And
like, they show him, she puts like a blindfold on him and a gag, and he's just sitting like duct taped to a chair, and he's got like gobs of hardened glue around like a very red chest. Oh, no.
That's terrible.
And while this is happening, she forgot that like she's hosting a neighborhood potluck, so all the neighbors come over.
And they're all upstairs.
Yeah, and Allison has to pretend, or Sarah has to pretend to be Allison and continue to interrogate Donnie while Allison is upstairs trying to keep the neighbors from finding out what's going on downstairs.
And because Allison is about to lose it, she just gets blasted.
Yeah, she gets super drunk, and Vic shows up and starts messing things up. And it was a very... You know, it's a serious episode, but at the same time, like, it's pure comedy. And it was like kind of interesting going into this episode, which is very serious, because mm-hmm. like the previous episode was just like super funny. In fact, there's a line in this episode where they're like, Allison and Donnie had to go to like a marriage therapy retreat or something like that because of what happened between them. But Donnie finally like reveals what was in the box from the previous episode 5, where, you know, he was like burning stuff. Mm-hmm.
It was just letters from his old girlfriend where they were like talking dirty to each other.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's all it was?
That's all it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And he was like, she got lupus and I never heard from her again.
That's terrible.
He's right. Like, I just wanted something of my own.
In the episode that follows, the one that we're going to talk about today, it kind of continues with Allison like losing touch with reality because she's like, she's looking for this conspiracy and she can't fucking find it. Mm-hmm. And so she decides, I'm divorcing Donnie. And she gets really high and fucks her best friend's husband in the parking lot of like the ice skating rink. The whole neighborhood sees.
Yeah. In episode 6, basically her neighbor Ainsley, who's also like her quote unquote best friend. It's kind of like a Desperate Housewives best friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her best friend Ainsley is married to this like total dude bro personal trainer guy, and he's always like kind of goosing Allison and like flirting with her and stuff like that. And Ainsley is convinced that like her husband is just cheating on her left and right, and mm-hmm. so she confides in Allison. And in order to kind of throw suspicion off of what's happening, Sarah, pretending to be Allison, reveals to Ainsley that she's having like an affair with Paul, who also shows up in the previous episode. And so like Ainsley thinks that Allison is having an affair with like some random dude. And then in the episode after this one that we're going to be talking about.
Now Allison is convinced that Ainsley is her monitor. So she's like, you want to mess with my life? I'm going to mess with yours. So she fucks her husband.
Oh my God.
And then she's like super racked with guilt about it.
And the sex scene is so funny. They're just in the back of like a minivan, but they're both like, she's an ice skating coach and he's like, I don't know,
a personal trainer,
or something. And they're using like sport analogies while they're doing it. Oh, he's like, you want me to be your coach? You want me to be your coach? She's like, you're in the end zone. You're in the end zone.
Are you serious? Oh my God.
Allison is hilarious. Everything she does is so funny.
That's goofy. So for this episode, I'll just like my favorite part, and you guys know Felix is not my favorite character, but there's a scene where he goes into this like underground club, and it's supposed to be like this area where like all the people that get together are like genetically altered.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of there's a storyline in it's an animated show, but it's the Batman Beyond TV show. Okay. Terry McGinnis is like the new Batman and Bruce Wayne's like an old man, where like genetic experimentation is all over the place in this, you know, far future. And there's people with like cat eyes, and there's people with freaking weird mutations and stuff like that. And they're all splicing genes and stuff. And I was like, that's freaking cool. I want more of that. And then when this scene happens that we'll talk about for the Patreon part of the show, where the Ukrainian version,
Helena,
she does something pretty freaking dark. And I was like, yes, give me more of that.
Oh, you get more of that later on in the season. But it's kind of funny. So like we've established Dr. Leakey, who is basically Max Headroom.
It's Taggart from Eureka. Yeah,
Taggart from Eureka. So like he says in this episode, he's like, one time at a public speaking event, I mentioned that like my ideal human would have like blonde hair and like one white eye.
He's just like silver gray hair and one white eye.
Yeah. And so like, he's like, I didn't think anything of it, but now like everyone who likes me is like, you know, changing their
appearance. They call them the freaky leakies because he's Dr. Leakey.
Okay.
And the club that you were talking about is called Neolution.
Yes.
And that's where Olivier, who's like the guy who's overseeing the clone experiment, has his like offices out of. Mm-hmm. And Olivier is also kind of like a freaky leaky as well, but like not as overt about it.
He's very into human
augmentation
and evolution.
It's so weird. I just watched a documentary on Netflix about all that stuff, and I'm just like bugging out about that. Yeah. But that was my favorite part of the episode, is the whole bar scene and like getting to see this underground culture of like people who want to like mutate themselves. I was like, yes, this is freaking cool.
Yeah.
So
I think,
get it.
I think my favorite part of this episode was the diner scene between Sarah and Helena.
Yeah.
Where like they're just like Helena tracks Sarah down. She's like, you want to go eat? And then they go to a diner. and Helena, of course, is just like slurping up Jello and pouring sugar on her Jello and like all this weird stuff. And
she's never been allowed out of the house before.
well, she's like, this is fancy restaurant. And Sarah's like, oh yeah, 5 stars. It's like a greasy spoon diner.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love Sarah and Helena's interactions in this episode, because like in another episode, we skipped episode 4 when Helena was like still like injured and stuff like that. And Sarah tracks her down as Beth, the police detective. There was like a lot of kind of interesting relationship building in that episode between the two of them.
Because Helena from day one has said there's a connection between us. And that's part of the reason why she can't kill Sarah. A, she doesn't know who she is. And B, she feels like there's a connection there.
Yeah. But another thing I really liked about this episode is the fact that so Art comes back. And in episode 6, Art wasn't in the episode at all. But now him and his new partner are going over the Jane Doe case. Which was Nadia, the girl that Katya, the girl that Helena,
Katya Obinker.
Yeah, the girl that Helena headshotted in episode 1. And so like they're going over her case, and they keep finding like all the stuff that Sarah, pretending to be Beth, left out. And they're like, okay, we got to go back to the beginning. And they start finding more clues as to like what was going on with Sarah pretending to be Beth. And it's just like, ooh, the plot's thickening. Mm-hmm. I love stuff like that.
My favorite part of this episode is when Helena breaks into Beth's apartment and has Paul's picture in front of her. And I just love it when the clones try to be each other. And when Helena is trying to be Beth, and she's like, hello, Paul, I went working and shopping today. How was your day?
All right.
I love Helena. She's my favorite.
She is quite interesting.
Well, it's funny because Anima, I think, said in our Discord, she was like, Helena becomes like my favorite character, like mm-hmm. over the course of like the series, because like, you know, she's 3 seasons in by now, and she's like, I love Helena. Mm-hmm. And it is funny because she starts off as like a really like terrible bad guy, and then like she quickly becomes like part of the crew and like you're like, oh, Helena, I like her.
Just the wild card.
Okay, I want to get into the patron stuff because I really want to get into this. And, and I want to tell you some stuff that happens with Helena.
All right, cool. So for those of you who are not patron members, if you want access to the entire episode, we're going to do a full breakdown scene by scene of this episode. Head over to saltynerdclub.com. It's only $5 a month. You guys get a ton of content in return. 4 brand new exclusive ad-free podcasts every single month, including our backlog content. We have so many TV shows that we've talked about, movies that we've reviewed just for our patrons. So head over there, join up, and join the community on Discord as well, so you guys can help us out and creating new content for you. All right, Jude, where can they find you on the socials?
You can find me at I am Jude Juju on Instagram and on TikTok.
All right, Matthew Kadish.
And find me at Matthew Kadish, K-A-D-I-S-H on Twitter. KadishBooks.com takes you to our Amazon page. And be sure to go to saltynerd.com/list and sign up for our newsletter. I send out a newsletter every Monday, kind of giving you guys a breakdown of everything that podcast people are up to.
All right. Everybody, thanks for watching the video. Patrons, let's go.
We could fly.
This is your summer. That means Six Flags and the taste of an ice-cold Coca-Cola. We're talking thrilling coasters, delicious burgers, yes, real moments together, and this. Coke is summer refreshment when you need it most, so you can hop on another ride or race down a slide at the water park. Six Flags and Coca-Cola. Come make it yours. Visit sixflags.com/coke to save up to $20 on passes, plus daily tickets starting at $34.99.
Oh, we could fly.
This is your summer. That means Six Flags and the taste of an ice-cold Coca-Cola. We're talking thrilling coasters, delicious burgers, yes, real moments together, and this. Coke is summer refreshment when you need it most, so you can hop on another ride or race down a slide at the water park. Six Flags and Coca-Cola. Come make it yours. Visit sixflags.com/coke to save up to $20 on passes, plus daily tickets starting at $34.99.